Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You guys like that new promo? He's a hoe. That guy's an idiot. He's been punched in the face.
I love it. Yeah. I think it's great.
First, I was like, how the hell did John Smith get a hold of our promotional sweepers? That's great. Happy Friday. Red Friday. Chiefs Texans Sunday night on the NBC. You'll get Stop It. Stop It. Chris Collinsworth, Mike Tirico on the call. We'll get into that, and as well, today is the draft for the World Cup.
Yeah, big day, man. Like, this is one of the biggest days that we're ever going to experience as a city. I mean, we're going to find out today which countries are coming to Kansas City to play and which countries will be based in Kansas City as well for the base camp. And you know, you hear the kind of the rumblings and whatnot. And I think Kansas City thinks they can get two, potentially three teams to be based here in Kansas City. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, because they'll have a pool here, and then there'll be two other pools that will play here as well in those games for knockout stage. So you get like first round, then you'll get one game or maybe two games in the next round. So it should be fun starting in June, whether you want to believe it or not. It's knocking at the front. I know Christmas is less than 3 weeks away, but by God, the World Cup is 5 months away, and it's the equivalent of, what they say, 8 Super Bowls in a city?
Yeah, something like that. Like, each city is going to have like 8 Super Bowls going on.
You've been to multiple cities that have hosted Super Bowls, and you know what that's like.
It's
like, we
crazy.
We were just in New Orleans, and we saw what New Orleans looked like.
Right.
I can only imagine what it normally looks like, as opposed to sprinkling a Super Bowl on top of it. You think of what Kansas City normally looks like. Okay,
you know,
throw a World Cup on it where there's four different countries coming to your city, which should be fun.
Yeah, and then also, too, you get the countries that are going to play here, and then you get the countries that are going to be based here. And so what's different about that is the fans who, like, say, let's just say France gets based here, right? So everybody who's from France will come and stay here in Kansas City, and then if France doesn't play here and they go play to L.A., they'll leave here and go to L.A. and follow their team around, and then they come back here to the base camp and kind of hang out with their team until the next game. I don't know how people have afford something like this. Obviously, it's very expensive when you start to think about it and all the travel and whatnot that has to take place. But I mean, this is the first time really ever that we're going to have ourselves on a stage like this. And we'll probably never have a stage like this again for our town to show how great we are. And that's why it's important to make sure, you know, everything is good. Everything is ready to go. All the debris is gone. It looks clean and all that kind of stuff. Because people are going to make impressions of Kansas City, and you don't want to hear people talking about Kansas City not being a great place. And they won't have that impression, because the folks that we have in charge here that take care of everything are going to do an unbelievable job. But I'm really, really excited. I'm not a soccer fan at all, but I'm an event fan. I'm a fan of Kansas City, obviously. And I want to see, you know, who we're getting and when they're coming and all of this kind of stuff. Like, today at 10:30, man, it's going to be exciting for a lot of us to see what Kansas City is going to get and where the other teams are going to go as well.
I'd like to know who was up first today, Andy Reid or Kathy Nelson. Honestly.
Yeah.
Because Andy Reid, we know every day, gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning, drives one Arrowhead Drive, and Kathy Nelson today probably didn't go to bed last night.
Yeah.
Here is some audio, and we can react to it.
Do you think Andy Reid's missing something here? Does he need a little inspiration? It's almost like they've just run out of ideas or something. Maybe having so many limitations this week, they'll somehow come up with something crazy like the Andy Reid of old. I feel like we haven't been seeing that, even though we've been seeing prime Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if we've been seeing prime Andy Reid.
I'll tell you what. Andy Reid can just watch this show. I will tell Andy Reid what he needs to do to win this game. He doesn't need Matt Nagy. He doesn't need a big staff. I'll keep it very simple for Andy Reid and the Chiefs. Run the damn ball and run it from under center, and don't do your shotgun runs. Don't do your RPOs. Get underneath center and run the damn ball.
They must have been listening to us for the last couple of weeks, right?
Sounds weird. Sounds quite similar.
Why doesn't Andy do that? Like, it seems so simple for all of us on the outside, right? I mean, that's not our opinion. That's another national opinion. But I do believe there are people in the building that have the same opinion as well, as to run the damn football. I wonder why Andy doesn't run the football like he should in these games. When you know what your limitations are and you know what can help your team out, it's almost just like, I'm just not going to do it, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do it my way, like Frank Sinatra once said. And when that's working, that's fine. But when it's not working, you have to be willing to change. And I hope Andy is willing to change in this game against the Houston Texans, because they need it.
I look at it as a habit. Like a bad habit you can't kick.
Yeah.
Right? Why do smokers continue to smoke? Right?
It's a habit.
There's ads.
Yeah.
There's people that tell you these are bad for you. They're going to kill you. Mm-hmm. You can go watch Bill and Ted's Tubular Adventure, the second one where they pass the Grim Reaper and the guy has a cigarette in the store. He goes, see you soon.
Yeah.
And he immediately throws it down and kills it. Random pull there. But I think it's almost like a bad habit. Like, you've had something that's been true and proven in Patrick Mahomes and the abilities of what you can do, and no one's really ever stopped what you've done, at least in the last 8 years. Yeah, right. You had blimps where you've not had a good offense. That's because you had a poor supporting cast and Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, and all this. But for some reason, Bob, it worked. You went to the Super Bowl and you won the Super Bowl. And you've gotten by with not having to run because you've had that vice. You've had the bottle, right? You've had the dart. You know, you've had whatever it is that you're always going to, even though somebody tells you that, you know, maybe you should stop doing that. Like, hey, maybe fast food's why you're not losing weight. Yeah, but man, that McChicken's really good on a Friday at 11. I know it is, but like, maybe the salad's good too.
Yeah.
Well, everybody tells me that. Well, then start doing it.
My buddy Joe told me that yesterday, speaking that, he goes, I hate the taste of healthy food. I love the taste of fast food, right?
Because your brain is used to that, you know. That,
endorphin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I think the endorphin for Andy is, I have belief and trust that I know that I have 15 plays that can get me what I need to get on two runs in one play.
Yeah.
And it's been proven and it's been done. And it's like, hey, I know you don't want to do this, but maybe you should do this.
Yeah.
And running the ball against this defensive line is going to be the way you succeed. And I don't think, like we joked earlier, can the Chiefs score 40 in this game against the Houston Texans? They don't need to. Because I don't trust that C.J. Stroud can lead this team at Arrowhead on a Sunday night game in the climate that it is in, right? And we'll talk to Ron Hughley later on today in the show as well, from Houston and also Kansas City, if you remember, obviously, the show. But I think that's a huge advantage, is that you're telling your offense, hopefully, hey, guys, we don't need to be the heroes in this game. We just need to stick to, you know, the nuts and bolts. Let's run the ball. Let's maintain possession and let's keep the ball in 15 hand, right? Like, let's just let Patrick Mahomes, you know, conduct this game. And if you can run the ball and you can do it under center like they did against the Colts, again, it took you five quarters to score 23 points, but you won and you controlled the entire game. Like, you had the ball for possession for almost 50 minutes of that game.
You got to get into the end zone if you're going to control it that long, too, not just field goals.
And I think the one advantage you might have on defense is that C.J. Stroud will give you pressure, where you might not have to always, you know, create pressure, which is what everybody wants to see. They want to see Chris Jones get to the quarterback. They want to see Karlaftis get to the quarterback. C.J. Stroud will give you opportunities to have that pressure on a table. Like, it'll be like, hey, here, I'm going to move up in the pocket when I shouldn't, or I'm going to move out to my right where you're going to bait me to do that, and I'm going to do it. Like, C.J. Stroud will do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an advantage that you have. Dak Prescott is one of those quarterbacks that's good against the pressure. C.J. Stroud is not. So you have an advantage there. On their defensive line, the advantage you have there is you can create your own yardage if you'll run the ball, because they're going to have their ears pinned back all day. They are going to rush four. They're going to drop eight. And they're going to drop eight. Do it until they finally believe that they can't do that. And the way you do that is you use your two-headed monster, which is what you created and what you brought back in Pacheco and Kareem Hunt.
Well, and you use the smoking analogy, and I do always kind of like those analogies of smoking and dieting. They're kind of two of my favorite things to kind of talk about, because if you've ever gone to a smoker or somebody that's needed to lose weight and told them to quit smoking or lose weight, what do they tell you? They tell you up yours.
Or
up yours, or I know, whatever.
You're right, I know.
You're right, but see, I don't do that anymore. I have friends that I know need to get to the gym or need to quit smoking, but I don't tell them that anymore, because I know how I was when I needed to lose weight. My mother could tell me, my wife could tell me, my kids could tell you. You didn't do it until you were ready to do it, until you realized that, oh my God, I've got to lose weight, or I got to quit smoking. That's when you do, or quit drinking, whatever the habit is. That's when you realize you need to do it, when you realize you need to do it. And then you take that first step. And so a lot of times people will have, you know, interventions and all that kind of stuff to try to convince their friends they need to do this kind of stuff. But sometimes people just realize it on their own. And you know, you hope that's with Andy Reid. All of a sudden, he realizes on his own that it is time to run the football, because Matt Nagy can't tell him. Patrick Mahomes can't tell him. He's got to be the guy that eventually says, I want to run the football. And I was playing around with ChatGPT yesterday, right?
Good.
And you know, every once in a while, I just like to poke in, like, give me some sports radio topics on the Kansas City Chiefs, right? And they do a pretty good job of coming up with some topics. And one they had about Andy Reid really kind of takes the nature of this conversation to the next level. And one of the topics they came up with about Andy Reid says this: Reid cares more about creativity than efficiency on offense. And it's really hard to argue that right now. It's really hard to argue that Andy Reid doesn't play that game and that he cares more about creativity than efficiency on offense. Because if he did care about efficiency on offense and making sure you were moving the ball and matriculating it down the field, we would see a different game plan. And we've heard over the years, they love the wow, they love the sexy, they love the big play. But sometimes you don't need to have the big play. You want the big play. It looks good and it's more exciting. But you know what else is more exciting? Winning games. And right now, the big sexy play, the way that they've been doing it, hasn't been working. And so when I saw Reid cares more about creativity than efficiency on offense, I kind of chuckled and laughed. I go, that's kind of what it feels like right now. Instead of being efficient on offense and getting 3-4 yards per play, they're trying to go for the whole thing every single time. And it's not working right now because every team knows that's what they're going to try to do.
To go back to the analogy of like the smoker or the weight loss thing, mm-hmm. where you try to tell people, I think the hardest part for you to continue to do something that you know you should be doing is to see the results of you doing something well. And it takes a little bit of time,
yeah,
right? Like
sure.
Your first week, you're like, oh, wow, I lost 4 pounds. Like, okay, but
that's
like,
great.
Right. And then it's like, okay, well, like now what have you done over the last 2, 3, 4 weeks? You feel better. You look better. You're changing. You're starting to get used to it. Mm-hmm. Same with smoking. Like first week, it's hell. Like, oh God, I just really want that dart. I really want it. I really want it.
Right.
And after about 2 weeks, you're like, I don't really want it as much. And then you might try it. And you're like, oh, throw that away. Same thing with the run game. Like do it twice and get 7 yards. Don't be like, well, we didn't get a first down. I'm not going to go back to it. It's like, mm-hmm. no. Trust the process and continue to do it, and you will see the results.
Right.
So and keep doing it. Like, even if it is 10-0 Texans, run the ball.
Right, run
like,
the ball.
Still run the ball. It's okay. Like, yes, you're going to have, like, a time where it's going to be like, well, that didn't work out, or, you know, that failed. Okay, yeah, but it's not about immediate. It's about the long term.
Yes.
And that's what you've got to do when you run the ball with the Chiefs this week.
And it goes back to the weight loss analogy as well. As I told you before, I subscribe to Arnold's newsletter every day, and it comes. And it's always like reality. And there's always a part of, we know you get busy during the day, but give yourself 20 minutes to do something. Do a little movement here. Do a little movement there. Just do something little. Replace, you know, one carb on your plate with a vegetable or whatever. You know what? Just do little steps. And that's exactly what you're saying with Andy Reid. It's going to take baby steps. And then Arnold always talks about, you see little bit of progress, and a little progress adds up to big progress. And his message yesterday, to kind of bring this all back full circle, was like, everybody gains like a pound in December. That's the average weight gain for everybody in the United States, is 1 pound. Everybody thinks you gain all this weight in December. Arnold says, no, everybody gains 1 pound in December. The problem is we never lose that pound, and it compounds over the years. So every year of gaining 1 pound in December, 40 years later, you've put on 40 pounds. You're like, where'd that come from? I'm only up a pound from a year ago, but it's compounded. And that's where Andy and this team needs to kind of go with what we're looking at right now with this offense is that you've got to run the ball, and then it will compound itself and you'll start to see success. And once you start to see success, you'll be like, oh, here we go. This is great. And then you get that motivation to keep going. It's like the weight loss thing too. You lose those 5 pounds. You're like, whoa, I'm seeing the results. The only way you see the results though, is if you stick with it. And you can't just run the ball 2 times under center and say, there, we did it. That doesn't count. That's not doing it. You've got to really commit to it and see the successes of it. And if they do, maybe it'll be more in their repertoire than what we've seen in years past.
And then the best part is when people notice.
Yes. Yes, it is. And then they start to crowd the line of scrimmage. Now you've got 8 in the box and boom, you can go up over the top. And it's like losing 30 pounds and going to the bar the first time. And now all of a sudden you can hit on an 8, 9, or a 10 as opposed to a 2, 3, or a 4. That's exactly right.
Today's a big day in Kansas City as the draw for the World Cup begins today. We've known that this is going to be here for about a year now. I think last year was when they did the Kansas City announcement. So it's
Was it last year? Or was it even further back? I can't remember anymore.
Either way, it's been quite the time. And I want to give this the analogy that I think a lot of us have probably known. And I think some of us obviously in life are more fortunate than others. But I think this is one that kind of a lot of people can relate to. And maybe it's not the same area, but it's like a trip to Disney World, mm-hmm. right? Very expensive trip. You know it's going to be expensive, but you got to prepare for it. But what normally it happens is now there are some that are really fortunate that's like, hey, here's a puzzle, solve it. And it says, you're going to Disneyland today. You're like,
pack your bags.
Let's roll. We got to be on the airplane in, you know, a matter of, you know, time. So that's where I want to start this because I think that's where the World Cup is today. You've been told that this is happening. And after about, you know, the 24 hours of, oh my God, we're going to Disney World. We're going to go to Disney World. Then it's like, yeah, but we're going to go next year. So just be ready. And then all of a sudden, you know, your mind's distracted with life and you don't realize it. And then all of a sudden it's like 6 months away and, you know, the parents are, you know, starting to budget a little bit more. Like, hey, we're going to have, you know, we're going to go to 3 different parks. It's going to be this much money. And the kids are still like, man, it's forever until we go to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you wake up one morning and your next day is boarding a flight on Southwest Airlines. You're flying to Orlando to go to Disney World, right? And it's here. Mm-hmm. And then you don't realize it. And then you get out and you go to the park and there's Cinderella's castle. And you're like, oh my God, this is what you always see. This is what we've always been told about. This is a spectacular event of what we're here of.
Yep.
And the excitement is there. That is exactly what is happening today. And we've been told the World Cup is coming. We've seen projects being built around the city. We've heard about plans. I mean, even in the summit, hotels going up,
yep.
event spaces everywhere, going up, yep. everything around the city is changing.
Every road getting paved around town. That's not happening without the right. World Cup. Maybe they'll come do the Odyssey parking lot.
And today is one of those days where they're going to draw, and there's 2 different levels of excitement for, you know, the United States, and then to bring it down into like a microcosm of what the city is for us. And that is, where's the United States going to play?
Yeah.
And then what countries are coming to your city to play in the World Cup? You find all that out today. And for most of the people, the ball will really start to be rolling because we are 5 months away, 5 months mm-hmm. away from the World Cup being played on the world stage. And part of it in the first part is going to be played in our backyard.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge thing. And I think now that we're starting to kind of see like, oh my God, this is here. And we hear the stories of like, this is like 8 Super Bowls in your city. If you're hosting a World Cup, it's going to be massive. You're going to see all the tourists that come in. Mm-hmm. You're going to see all the money that comes in. And you're going to see what it's like for an event like this. And I consider myself a B-lister of a soccer fan. Like, I root for Manchester United.
I get up on Saturday and Sunday, and I'll watch
Premier
EPL.
Yeah, you get up, and you'll watch it. I play FIFA. That's the only reason why I really got into soccer. The World Cup is something I will watch mostly every game that I can, that I have the availability to. If it's on, I'm watching. I don't care if it's, you know, South Africa versus the Ivory Coast, or mm-hmm. if it's Spain versus, you know, Argentina, whatever it may be. Who's going to be the group of death? Who's going to be the United States' home city? And who are the 4 countries that are going to come play in Kansas City? It's all happening today, and you're going to find out because you're going to see flights starting to add. You're going to see people starting to book flights. You're going to start walking down the street or driving down 470, looking to your left going, oh my God, there's a hotel. I didn't know that was there.
Or all the welcome signs that are going to come 100%. Popping up, and you're going to start seeing welcome, you know, whatever countries are coming here. And I don't know if I'm weird in this nature, but I honestly, the thing that I'm thinking most about today is who's coming here. And then Team USA is like your dessert on top, and we'll kind of see, you know, ultimately where they end up. But I'm excited to find out who's coming to Kansas City and what countries are going to be based here, and how many, you know, people from all these other countries we're going to have coming to Kansas City, because I think it's going to be great. It's going to be such a multicultural, just absolute awesomeness that's going to be in our town like we've never seen before. We're going to hear so many different languages and so many different foods and all kinds of great things that we're going to get to experience once we find out, you know, what countries are coming here and all of that. So that's why today's a big day for me. And oh yeah, by the way, the United States is in as well. And yeah. So we'll find out, you know, kind of where they're going to go and whatnot. But I mean, this is the biggest event, sporting event in the world. This is bigger than the Olympics. This is bigger than Super Bowls. This is bigger than anything that we have ever seen. And we're so fortunate because of folks like, you know, Kathy Nelson and Pam Kramer, who's running the, you know, the World Cup committee, that we get these events here. And when our folks take over events, they do an unbelievable job. And we couldn't have better people in charge than Kathy and Pam in this. They are two dynamic, you know, people that have an opportunity to really put Kansas City on the stage in a great way. And they will. I mean, their leadership has been unbelievable throughout all of this. And so I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see these teams, man. It's going to be a fun day. And you're headed down to Power and Light to kind of partake in some of this later on.
Yeah, Kramer and I'll be down there shooting some videos for the IG. Don't forget, you can head over in real-time reaction to our Instagram channel with Rob Brenton for the final draw. It'll be Rob and Scott Parks.
There you go.
That's Bob's guy there. A lot of our guy there. We'll be doing an Instagram live talking about Team USA and their group, plus the teams who could be playing in Kansas City. So 10:30, you know, you want to be ready. Because I asked you guys a question, maybe a text line, you want to participate in this as well, 913-586-7965. Are you more intrigued to know where the United States is going to play in the first round? Or are you more intrigued of what four countries are coming into your backyard?
That's the second one for me. I'm more intrigued by that because they're going to be based here. And I hope we get teams that are based here that are winners. I hope we don't get like some, you know, like Iceland or something like that that's going to get knocked out and then we lose our, you know, we lose our fans and all that kind of stuff. So I hope it's teams that are based here that are winners and they're going to be around for a while because that's good for the economy. And if you own a business in this town, you've got to market your business. The World Cup is not an automatic, just open your door and people are going to show up. People thought that for the draft. They didn't do any advertising. They didn't do any business and they blame everybody else. And so if you have a business and you're thinking, how do I market this thing? You can call us here at Odyssey. We'll take care of everything for you. But I'm being serious about that. If you have a business during the World Cup and you're not marketing your business, don't sit there and bitch after it's over that you didn't see any residuals for it. You know, it's on you to market your business to tell people why they should be coming into your store. People aren't just going to show up and go, oh, the World Cup's here, so I'm going to walk into, you know, Bill's Saloon or whatever the hell it is. You've got to tell people why and do all that kind of stuff. The other thing that's interesting in all of this that I just found out today, the games here will be played in Kansas City Stadium. Do you know where Kansas City Stadium is? Oh, yeah, that's the one we call Arrowhead. No stadium will have its name. Every stadium that is branded will be called the city that it's in stadium, except for Dallas, which is a big kerfuffle night right now down there because they're calling it Dallas Stadium.
Never heard of that.
Kerfuffle?
Never.
Oh, it's a good word. But they're down in Dallas complaining because they're calling it Dallas Stadium and it's in Arlington.
I've had the kerfuffle fries before.
Oh, that's truffle fries, yes.
Not a huge fan.
No? Man,
it's overpowering.
It's fine.
Like,
it's
like the truffle popcorn. I'm like, have you ever been to like Prime Social?
Yes.
They'll do that as like a little appetizer in the bowl. I'm like, eh.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm with you. Yeah, it's all right.
It's overpowering. Mac, more excited for Team USA's location or more excited about what four countries come to Kansas City?
Yeah, man. Here, give me Spain. Give me Germany. I'm pumped. I mean, obviously, I'm
God, if we get Spain, Germany, and France based here, good Lord, we'll be living on the hog.
I know that I'm hard. Give me Brazil.
Brazil would be a good
my
one.
My couch is open, ladies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you going to apply for that job that I put in the rundown where you can be a house husband now where is it that I saw? Somewhere in Europe, the population of women is 15% more than men, and so they're hiring house husbands from all over the world. I put that in the doc. You didn't see it, Mac.
You applied for it?
Yeah,
I didn't put that in there. Yeah. I'm already out there.
You're already out there?
Yeah. I've already put myself resume as a man.
Yeah.
Because that's what Kim Kardashian needed. She goes, I just want a manny, someone that'll take care of my kids and me at the same time and don't have to worry about anything else.
I'll do that in a heartbeat. I have no problem doing that. I told my wife, I said, you go get a job where I can be the manny, go for it.
Yeah. I'm excited today, man. Yeah. I really am. It feels like...
It feels different and big.
Yeah, huge. And, you know, loaded show today. We'll have Mitch Holtis, as always, at 7:15. We'll have Ron Hughley from 610 Houston. The show, back on this show, we'll have Sean Smith and Jillian Carroll all on the show today.
So excited to talk to Jillian today.
You talk about somebody that's juiced up.
Oh yeah.
JC's ready man.
This is big.
This is her Christmas, New Year, 40th, all that, all in one birthday, right? Yeah. In one thing there. So,
and she's great at what she does, too. We couldn't have anybody better on than Jillian, man. I'm so excited.
She's actually going to be part of the big people down there doing all the announcements and keeping everybody entertained.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The live block.
So it says on Fox Sports, I just got an email, 11 a.m. Central is when they're going to announce the draw today.
Yeah, 10:30 is like kind of when it starts.
Yeah,
like
the coverage.
They start putting paint in the balls to kind of rig the draft.
Yeah, right.
The United States is going to play in New York City. Oh, shocker. No,
if
kidding.
The United States isn't in L.A. or New York, I'll be stunned.
Yeah, somebody said, is it good or bad if the United States plays in Kansas City? I said, it's got to be good.
Well,
right?
Why wouldn't it be good? Yeah, it'd be great. Right. Anything is good. Like, there's no bad. There really is no bad. It's great, man. No matter who we get, it's going to be unbelievable.
No doubt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.